This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from all of the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for December 5th, 2022, Walt Disney's birthday. When guests visit Walt Disney World, it's incredibly common to see them whip out their phones to capture the moment. Unlike other Orlando theme parks, such as Universal Orlando Resort, filming on attractions at Disney World is typically allowed, but now things are changing. Disney has put out signage at the Magic Kingdom's Space Mountain, which indicates that guests are no longer allowed to film or hold their phones while they ride. This rule applies for any handheld items, loose articles, as well as items such as phones and cameras. Items are required to be stored during the duration of the ride in either a bag or the pouch attached to the ride vehicle. These signs are visible in the entryway of the attraction. They're also appearing prior to boarding. It seems that filming on the attraction is not the main cause for concern, but rather the safety of guests riding the roller coaster. Cast members noted that there have been a few incidents of guests dropping their items while the ride is in motion, which has created a cause for concern for other riders. Considering multiple coasters are moving at once, with riders above and beneath each other constantly, it's easy to understand how dropping an item could potentially harm someone else riding the attraction. Obviously, also with that kind of force, I've seen rides where people drop stuff and then it flies backwards into the rows behind you. I think there's probably some videos on YouTube, I think I've seen them, of like big Six Flags roller coasters where someone like loses the phone, but someone a couple rows back catches it. I've seen that happen. At the current moment, it seems only Space Mountain has implemented the new rule, and all the other attractions at the Magic Kingdom and the other Walt Disney World theme parks are still allowing handheld items as well as filming with cameras or phones. I'm somewhat torn on this. Yeah, obviously some people when they're filming rides can be inconsiderate. Some people do it so well that you don't even notice they're doing it, and they do it safely at that. So I don't know how I feel about it. Obviously professionally we capture rides on video. So I'm a big proponent of being able to do that because I feel like I've been doing it long enough to where we can do it safely. And I, you know how to secure devices to myself or whatever to make sure it's safe for myself and everyone else involved. But if it's becoming an issue and obviously someone can get hurt, then it's hard to argue that also. We'll see what happens. I just hope I don't want to get to the point where we're like Universal with the metal detectors, for those that are unaware. It kind of started back back in the day when Dragon Challenge existed at Islands of Adventure, formerly Dueling Dragons. Somebody, I forget if it was change or what it was, like some loose articles came out of a pocket and hit someone else and they hit them in the eye. It was real bad. And so they started on most of the big roller coasters putting metal detectors and making sure you weren't bringing any sort of loose items onto the ride. I really would like Disney World to be able to stay free from that, and hopefully people just put stuff in the pouches so we don't get to that point. For diehard Disney fans, incorporating Disney into the proposal or the wedding is a given, and when it's an engagement, many people will pop the question somewhere at Walt Disney World, typically in front of Cinderella Castle. But now you can get down on one knee and propose or commemorate the occasion with this Walt Disney World engagement ring holder ornament. Found this ornament ring holder at Creations in Epcot. There's also a Sleeping Beauty Castle version. Both can be found on shopdisney.com as well. It's $44.99. The engagement ring ornament comes in a heavy-duty decorative dark blue box with printed. It's printed with gold snowflakes and decorative Mickey heads. And opening the hinged lid, the ornament is protected with padding on the inside of the lid and a removable padded tray to protect the top of the castle. Obviously, it's resin. It's breakable. So the ornament has the castle on top, and around the middle where the ornament opens up is a gray decorative band and a rose clasp. And below it is a silver plate with Walt Disney World engraved on it and rhinestone details. It also comes with a magnetic closure and a blue grosgrain ribbon. And opening up the ornament on the inside top portion of the lid is a mirror and the inscription, "Will you marry me?" which apparently I think is in the first font that popped up when they opened the app. Running along, it's the most basic font. But it runs along the rim of the lid, and a decorative faux removable ring rests on a velvet ring holder. The idea here is that you would take this ring out, put the real one in, and after proposing, replace it with the prop ring and then hang it on the tree. You maybe don't want to give someone the plastic ring. That may not go well. I don't know. Depends, to each their own. The ring holder ornament measures 3 3/4 inch in height, 2.5 inches in diameter. The ring has, the plastic ring has some fun details. It actually is an embossed Mickey head running around the band. There's a bunch of them. A gold painted prong setting and a diamond that looks more like a pebble than a real stone, but nonetheless, it's a cute little plastic. You could wear the plastic ring if you want. This is, I just think this is like the most insane thing. I mean, as a gift, like we just got engaged, sure, but at that point, then the opening part doesn't make a ton of sense. And I don't know, you know, usually an engagement ring's somewhat expensive. I don't know if you're going to really put your real engagement ring in it, but this fake one's just going to be in there all the time. I don't know. It's a weird item. A weird item. Recently headed over to Disney's Hollywood Studios to check on the progress at the Toy Story-themed Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant. The new table service restaurant, which was announced in 2019, is located just past the Toy Story Land entrance and in between Slinky Dog Dash and Toy Story Mania. The Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Restaurant was expected to open the following year. However, due to the park shutdown in March of 2020 for 4 months due to the coronavirus, the project was put on the back burner. And in the spring of this year, we began to see signs of progress on the site. And in September, scaffolding went up and work seemed to be kicking into high gear. We finally started to see some elements found in the concept drawing starting to appear in the facade of the restaurant. And now sticking up above the scaffolding and the tarps are white flags. No, they're not giving up on the project. They're white flags with stars drawn on them and globes and balls in various colors of crayon. And these look like oversized sandwich toothpicks found holding deli sandwiches, and they've been used as decorative elements here. Disney has yet to give an opening date for the restaurant. It was announced to open this year, earlier this year. That is clearly not going to happen at this point. Fantasmic dining packages are now available at the restaurants in Disney's Hollywood Studios, and we were in search of the best bang for your buck. So we went and tried 4 out of the 5. The reason we didn't do Hollywood and Vine was, you may remember, just a couple weeks ago, we went and reviewed all the meals at Hollywood and Vine anyway. It's not going to be different, so go check those reviews out. But we do now have reviews of the Hollywood Brown Derby, Sci-Fi Dine-In, Mama Melrose, and 50s Primetime. All of those packages we went and reviewed. There will be a lengthy video coming out in the next few days here on the channel as well for you to watch. So please go check those out. A lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of money went into those. So please, please give them a read. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, the Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. Unwind this winter with the in-holiday fashion cocktail from the Oasis Canteen at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The small bar is next to Echo Lake, near the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular, and of course, our beloved Gertie the Dinosaur. The in-holiday fashion is $15. It's Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon, rosemary syrup, cranberry lime, and cinnamon. The review on our website. The Pixar Day at Sea cruises begin on January 7th on the Disney Cruise Line with select voyages, and more details have finally been released. Characters will abound during Pixar Day at Sea, including character greetings with some of your favorites from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles, and Inside Out, along with Miguel from Coco, Remy from Ratatouille, and Doug and Russell from Up. Be sure to keep your ears open for special shipwide guest announcements from Doug, Dory, Edna Mode, and Roz. Another way to celebrate the friends you've met throughout the day is the Pixar Pals Celebration, an interactive high-energy deck party extravaganza in the early evening featuring many of your favorite Pixar pals. And during the day, your family can just keep swimming with a variety of activities such as Crush's Totally Awesome Pool Party, featuring poolside games with interactions from the dude himself and other surprise interactive moments on the upper decks. At the conclusion of Pixar Day at Sea, the Incredibles will be guests of honor at the Super Celebration up on deck, and you're invited. Join Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible, and Frozone for an incredible deck party. Celebrate the Supers as they receive a smooth sailing award for a spectacular day at sea. That is, until Jack-Jack is discovered on the loose aboard the ship. Action, antics, and surprises ensue, and ending with a fireworks finale that'll send the Incredibles and your family off in super spirits. You'll be able to test your memory skills with Dory's Memory Game. Get in touch with your emotions at the Inside Out game show. Become an honorary member of the Green Army Patrol during Sarge Says. Make Remy's favorite dish ratatouille at Anyone Can Cook. Or take the stage with your best jokes during a Monsters, Inc. open mic night. And that's Mike, M-I-K-E, by the way. Themed activities created especially for kids will include making music with Miguel from Coco, chilling out with Ian from Onward, and building their very own Forky from Toy Story 4. These experiences are in addition to the previously announced details, including a new interactive character dining experience hosted by Sheriff Woody, Jesse, and Bullseye, which will kickstart the day with sing-alongs, cowboy serenades, and all the country breakfast fixins. Families will enjoy a Pixar-themed dinner with dishes inspired by the Pixar Animation Studios' California locale. And guests will immerse themselves in undersea magic while dining an animator's palette with visuals from some of their favorite Finding Nemo friends, including interactive conversations with Crush. There will also be a first-of-its-kind theatrical experience bringing to life the beloved story of Miguel and his family from Coco through live music and puppetry. At Pixar Film Festival, exclusive merchandise and photo opportunities will also be available. That sounds like a lot. I really want to go thinking about it. During a recent trip to Tokyo Disney Resort, we stayed in a standard floor Chippendale-themed room at the Disney Ambassador Hotel. The hotel is themed to America in the 1930s during the Golden Age of Hollywood. It features elegant Art Deco designs and a variety of guest rooms themed to Disney characters. In this case, the room is themed to those beloved chipmunks Chip and Dale and as well their lovely female friend Clarice. You can watch our full video tour of the room right here on our channel. There's also a photo tour now up on our website. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review, so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT-TV.